our
deadpanite
ancestors understood origins by extrapolating from their own experience. How else could they have done it? So the
deadpan
was hatched from a cosmic egg or conceived in the sexual congress of a mother god and
Jack Mangan.
Or was a kind of product of the creator's workshop, perhaps the latest of many flawed attempts.
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast.
It was not much bigger than we see, and not much older than our written or oral records, and nowhere very different from places that we know.
Deadpan
came along and taught us that we are not the measure of all things, that there are wonders unimagined, that
Deadpan
is not obliged to conform to what was considered comfortable or plausible. So, what do we really want from
Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast
in religion? Palliatives? Therapy? Comfort? Do we want reassuring
nipples?
Or an understanding of our actual circumstances? Dismay that
deadpan
does not conform to our preferences seems childish. You might think that grown-ups would be ashamed to put such disappointments into print. The fashionable way of doing this is not to blame the universe, which seems truly pointless, but rather to blame the means by which we know
deadpan,
namely
Jack Mangan.
The significance of our lives and our fragile planet is then determined only by our own wisdom and courage. We are the custodians of life's meaning. Knowledge is preferable to ignorance. Better by far to embrace the hard truth than a reassuring fable. If we crave some cosmic purpose, then let us find ourselves a worthy goal.
All right, so, well, here we are at the Deadpan Meetup number 3.
Woo!
Yay.
Oh, ye.
Yes.
Well, fans enthused.
Yes. So, I don't know.
Let me try that again.
So, we're going on the snowball microphone, and, you know, we've got this thing going, and we've got lots of people here chatting, and I hope everyone's having a good time.
Yeah.
So let's do a quick. Actually, by the time we do introductions, we'll be done. It'll be time for the outro babble. But let's. We'll start right here, and we'll go clockwise around the room, and maybe through the kitchen too, if we can get them out. But we'll start right here.
I'm Ditto.
Touch his knee again. Who are you?
Ditto. Yeah. Just Joe.
Which way is clockwise?
You.
Me. Ed from Texas.
Ed, I'm glad you could come.
Just relax, Jack. I may have to whip that out.
SB sitting dangerously close to Ed.
I'm sorry.
Dangerously close.
CJ.
Last row. Lon.
Ditto.
Debbie.
Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. Didn't have to say all of that.
True, you did.
No, I think you did.
The microphone didn't get it anyway. Yeah.
Amy. Okay, just Amy then. Can you hear me now?
I think we can.
In retro,
LaShawn from Chandler.
I don't know who I am.
Desert Pixie.
The other Desert Bunny.
All right, and there are people in the kitchen too, but they're being
Antisocial.
All right, we're actually going to take a station identification break. We're actually going to pause and see how this sounded, make sure that we can actually hear everyone.
The RPG Buffet, bringing you monthly playtest reports from the out of print.
The system with Shadowrun 3 is you assign priorities according to whether you want to be magic using versus non.
To today's classics.
You've died, and when you come back, everyone talks about how you've changed. Well, the reason you've changed is because you melded with a thing called a geist.
Along with recipes.
Because Ravenloft was so inspired by East European horror, we decided to dine on Hungarian.
For more, visit us at All Games Considered at agcpodcast.info. That's agcpodcast.info. agcpodcast.info.
Hey, this is Mike Nelson, and you're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan Podcast. Keep it tuned here.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. This is Amy Bowen's Airport Update, Season 4, or possibly 5 or 6, Episode 3. I just landed in Nebraska. It's a very short walk to the baggage claim, and the airport is very nice. And I'm actually already at the baggage claim, and I already met my contact. So, off we go. I'll talk to you again on the way back. Bye.
All right. So now we're going to do introductions to my... No, I'm kidding. So all right. Well, thank you all for coming. And actually, I owe each and every one of you debts of gratitude. Seriously, every single one of you has made Deadpan something really magical. Made me, you know, lose Wednesday nights and Monday nights, you know, for the past 6 years now. But I really, you know, Deadpan's become something really, really important. And even after episode 288 comes out and the show is done... And Ralph is yawning.
Typical.
Oh, God.
Everybody's a critic.
So, but you know, each and every one of you, you know, has really made Deadpan something special. Even you two in the kitchen, you know, has made, been a huge part, and I'm not even kidding, you two have both actually contributed incredible things to Deadpan. And so I just want to say thank you to everyone. But of course, you know, over the years, you know, actually it's good that we just watched Iron Man with Pepper Potts, because at times with Deadpan... I mean, I haven't been as cool or suave or sexy as Tony Stark.
Come on, Jack.
But, you know, there have been times where I've been as much of a mess as Tony Stark. And, you know, and I've had a Pepper Potts-like figure.
I thought you were
saying
you were Pepper Potts.
Yeah. No, I'm more like the villain in Iron Man 2. I'm more like...
Mickey Rourke,
thank you. It would have been funnier if I could have thought of his name right away. But anyway, I would really...
I'm getting text you from Mickey Rourke, I'm sorry. You know?
Well, I am from New Jersey. So, you know, I really... I'm not great at the whole gratitude thing. I'm actually pretty bad at it, but I do want to say thank you to you all. And actually, I do want to present something, Ed, if you don't mind plugging this in. Can we reach?
We can do it.
Don't stick it there.
That's what she said. I was faster.
Yes, you were.
Let's see what it comes up. I do want to present this token, the certificate of our appreciation, to someone who has made Deadpan run for all the times that I've been too flaky to do it. So thank you very much to the Energizer Bunny.
Thank you.
So thank you. Yes, thank you.
Stop. Thank you.
Believe.
No.
But seriously, thank you very much, right? You seriously have carried this thing.
Sweet.
You know, and if someone puts out a fucking podcast, should do their own goddamn show notes. But, you know, you've carried the pen, and in so many ways, you've brought stuff, and, you know, you've brought stuff for all of us, and you've taken care of us. You've almost been like, I hope this doesn't come out the wrong way, but you've almost been the podcast mom for a couple of years. You've taken care of us. And been super. So that's.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, that's sweet.
Oh, we can fix the display on that too. Yes.
Thanks,
well,
thank
Mom.
You.
Can I go? Joe, here are the keys. You can have.
No, you're not old enough to drive.
Maybe when you're older, son. All right. So I guess. We had that. I don't know if anyone wants to chime in with anything, but the next portion of our program. We're going to do, we're going to do 60 lines live, and hopefully it won't be a complete disaster. So I'm going to push pause and get my shit together.
Well, you've really got your shit together.
With like a sign.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. This is Amy Bowen's Airport Update, Season 4 or 5 or possibly 6, the Trip to Omaha season, Episode Number 4. I think from now on I'm just going to call it the Trip to Omaha season. This is silly. I am back at ONA, the Omaha Airport, and I got about an hour before my... No, not about an hour. About 40, let me think about that. Yeah, about 40 minutes until my flight leaves. And I'm hanging out. They have free, at the boarded bus, free Wi-Fi. So I'm going to upload something to Fiverr, one of the websites where I do some work. And while I'm here, terminal's very nice. Got a nice coffee shop and a little fast food stand right in the center of it. My godfather and his daughter dropped me off. They were really nice. Had a really great day here. Had a really great week here. I was very happy with my visit here, especially today. It was the best. And I'm going to continue following up with all the people I met here. I hope you can understand most of this voicemail. It's kind of loud in here. So I'll talk to you at my next layover stop. Bye.
The last one was 65.
It's got 65.
Woo!
All right.
Yeah.
Wow.
That ends even.
It needs to be
and that's
more
rather
dark.
Appropriate.
Hey, everybody take your scripts home and record them and send them to Jack.
Yes.
We can all go
Jack.
Yes. Spherical Jack him.
That's right. That's my email address is twinklergirl@gmail.com.
She's ignoring me.
Yes. So
he
here
has my email address.
That's right. Well, I just have to check my tattoo.
Hey, Van. Remember, I'm after SB, and then you're after me.
Yes.
And I'm sitting there. Right, so don't jump in.
Yeah. Okay.
So, yes.
It's your turn.
So this could be the worst thing we've ever done on Deadpan.
But,
I get that.
Your buddy is the person you go after. Know who your buddy is.
Man,
who's
fuck
buddy?
You, Ditto.
Hey, buddy.
I got my buddies here.
They were comparing their thingies.
Oh.
I follow you.
You're my
That's
buddy.
True, yes. I
considering how drunk we were last time?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
we're pretty drunk.
Where? Where we had the geekle fits during...
You know,
I don't think Ed has that word, so I think we're all right.
All
right. But I may
be safe this time.
Who is this irresistible creature who has an insatiable love for the dead?
Pan.
Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. This is Amy Bowen's airport update. The trip to Omaha season, or I should say the first trip to Omaha season, episode number 5. I've just landed in Las Vegas, Nevada again. My plane change was in Las Vegas, both going to Omaha and coming back. This was funny. As we were landing, the flight attendant said over the PA system, "We're about 40 minutes early, so hopefully we'll have a gate." And fortunately, we did have a gate, and remarkably enough, it's exactly the same gate that my flight back to Ontario, California is leaving out of. So that is the most awesome and most convenient and easiest and best layover ever. That also means I have a good 2 hours and 40 minutes here, so I can... possibly get some work done, definitely get something to eat if I feel like it, and just pretty much relax since I don't have to rush over to another gate or even go to another gate at all. That is pretty cool. Okay, one more episode for this trip and then we'll be done. Amy Bowen out.
All right, so I guess we'll just get rolling and hopefully it won't suck. So, number one.
Hey, that's me. So here we are at the Deadpan Meetup camping trip, enjoying the great outdoors on the planet Endor.
2. Cricket, cricket, cricket.
3. Chirp, tweet, yub nub.
4. Wait, isn't Endor a moon? Aren't we camping on a moon?
5. It's one small step for ATST Woga, one giant tripwire for the Ewoks.
6. Wait, then why is the Empire building a moon around this moon?
7. That's no moon.
8. That's my soul.
up there.
9. I'm just glad the Ewoks have stopped with that Yub Nub song. Although I'm not sure I like their new one any better.
10. Ooga chucka, ooga chucka, ooga chucka, ooga chucka.
11. Hey, Jeff Probst just said I had to eat a grub or you guys would vote me off of the planet. Anybody know what he's talking about?
12. I say we vote off the Ewoks.
13. Wasn't this supposed to be the planet Kashyyyk anyway, with Wookiees instead of Ewoks?
14. In the original script, yes, but by 1983, the cutesy virus had already infested George Lucas's brain.
15. Don't believe me? I dare you to watch Captain EO.
16. George had a mysterious virus? Was it midichlorians?
17. Yes, midichlorians are actually tiny, soft, plushy balls.
18. Cough.
19. Soft, fuzzy ball. Like Tribbles, you beavises.
20. Tribbles, this is a Star Wars bit, not fucking Star Trek.
21. Endor makes more sense than Kashyyyk. Why would the Empire hide a top-secret Death Star construction project over the home planet of the badass Wookiees, who've had at least one of their citizens play a higher profile role in the Rebel Alliance?
Whew. 22. Was that logic?
This is a Star Wars bit, not fucking Star Trek.
23. Okay, but more importantly, why isn't it pronounced Kashyyyk?
24. Can we stop talking about other planets now? We're on Endor, or at least it's Moon Unit.
25. Better than it's Dweezil.
26. Ahem, this sure beats the hell out of our last camping trip on Dagobah.
27. The camping trip on Hoth was the worst.
28. Yeah, whose idea was it to use Tauntaun carcasses as our tents?
29. Can we get back to our damn camping trip in the woods, please?
30. I'm scared. It's dark and there are creepy stick bundles tied up in the trees.
31. Hey, Pixie, why are you sobbing into your video camera?
32. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that George went with Ewoks instead of Falcons.
33. Star Wars, not fucking Star Trek.
34. And we're on Endor. There are no fucking Ewoks in the Blair Woods.
35. The Blair Wicket Project.
36.
Are Ewoks just really hairy cousins of hobbits?
37. What, like werewolves?
38. Their Ewoks, their castle.
39. Hobbits may be in need of a group intervention. They smoke huge amounts of pipe weed, they're paranoid about everyone else, and they snack all day long. Just saying.
40. We're camping on Endor, not Middle Earth. Stay on target.
And now, the famous poem, Trees, by J.R.R. Kilmer.
I think that I have never met a tree as scary as an ant.
43. The ant's deep voice that slowly speaks. His drive through order could take weeks.
44. A tree that walks Fangorn all day, its leafy arms swallowworks away.
45. Treebeard may in rage declare war against Saruman's lair.
46. Upon his branches, hobbits nap and wake up sticky with his sap. Baby.
47. Books are made by scribes and lodges, but only trees can make the pages.
48. Cricket, cricket, cricket.
49. Guys, you have the camping trip all wrong. We're in Phoenix, not on Endor.
50.
Phoenix, Arizona? Are you sure we're not on Tatooine?
51. Who could tell the difference?
52. Oh, Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru weren't actually burned to death by stormtroopers. They just stepped outside under those two suns.
53. Yep, sounds like Phoenix and Meg.
54. Do you think that on Tatooine, the Denny's restaurant serve a sandwich called Two Moons over Mos Eisley?
55. Two moons? Is that why the Cantina band's foreheads were shaped like that?
Go look it up. 56. Denny's, you'll not find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy.
57. Does it bother anyone else that young Anakin Skywalker, a.k.a. future Darth Motherfucker, has the nickname of Annie?
58. And he was an orphan, raised by Daddy Obi-Wan Bucks. I'll get Van's tauntaun.
59. Bet you Watto's dollar that tomorrow there'll be two sons.
60. Talk about a hard knock life.
61. Everyone still wonders how the hell GZD2 hooked up with Beyonce 3PO.
62. George Lucas got 99 problems.
63. And Blair Witch ain't one.
64. Good night, Moon Unit of Endor.
65. Good night, Dweezels, everywhere.
All right, now let's record that. That joke will never get old. All right, well, thank you, everyone. I think we made it through. I think that was good.
Yay!
Yay.
65 terrible jokes all in a row.
So many franchises trashed.
Yes.
Yeah. Hello, Deadpan. This is Amy Bowen, a.k.a. the Deadpan Ambassador. This is Amy Bowen's airport update, the season for the first Omaha trip, episode number 6. The final episode. I just landed at Ontario Airport here in Southern California, 10 or 15 minutes ago. I actually already got my suitcase from baggage claim. I am now waiting at the curb to be picked up. It was a very short, very fun, uneventful flight from LA to Ontario. I failed at Sudoku. I'm okay at it, but this time I failed at Sudoku. But other than that, it's been an absolutely fantastic trip. And I'll talk to you more soon. But that's the end of this series of airport updates, and that's the end of this trip. Goodbye, Omaha. I will be back, probably. Amy Bowen, out.
Yeah, what's in a bit? Singing, cashing, and celery. You're listening to Jack Mangan's Deadpan. Deadpan is the way.
Alright, so I got nothing else. Thank you all for coming out. This has been a great weekend. You know, all the meetups have been great so far. Thank you, CJ, for hosting us yet again.
Yay! Yay.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Ralph and Desert Pixie, for making food, and also for everyone else who brought stuff, and everyone who's just been awesome. It's been a great 6 years, and, well, I don't know if it'll be 6 more years, but, well, you know, there's no reason after we hit 288 on Deadpan and the podcast wraps up, there's no reason why we can't keep doing these meetups, and I certainly hope that you'll all still return my emails after we hit 288. And
why?
That's it.
Well, clearly I need to change my email address.
That's right. Not the whole world has it.
There's a chance they could give us time off for good behavior.
That's true, right?
But not much.
No. So, if that's it, anyone else want to shout out anything silly? Then I'll push stop.
Anything silly?
Yeah. That wasn't shouting, though.
Anything silly, goddammit!
I did like that. We finally found out that Energizer Bunny can swear.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We always knew if she could swear.
Yes.
I want to say thank you to Jeff.
Yeah.
Thanks
for putting up with all of us.
Yes.
For putting together this ragtag bunch of misfits.
Avengers Assemble? Is that what you're saying?
we're not for Deadpan. I've never met Ralph.
Oh,
that's true.
Right.
That's true, yes. So Deadpan bringing Ralph and CJ together.
Aww.
The great Ralphling.
Yeah.
It's the Ralphling.
What?
The Ralphling.
Highlander 2, the Ralphling.
There can be only one.
Thank you.
Alright, I'm pushing stop.
Right.
Hello. My name is Jimmy. I live in Denver. You are listening to Jackie Magnum's Deadpan podcast. I like him. He makes me giggle.
Why, sure. Climb into my spoon.
Don Ditto Corleone was the patriarch of Deadpan, the most powerful of the crime families. DJ Bunny kissed his ring and said, I also hate it when pushy men try to take my Ouija board. When Justice Joe Fontaine came crying to him because he wanted a part in a movie, Don Ditto slapped Justice Joe and said, I had a friend that was eating habaneros. He came back from the bathroom cringing, saying, Wash your hands carefully, star, before star you go. LOL. But agreed to help him out. When asked how he intended to help Justice Joe out, Ditto said, Yeah, I know, I didn't name the band. Still, the song is pretty good. Film producer CJ was reluctant to give Justice Joe Fontaine a part. She argued with the Don's adopted child, Sinful, angrily saying, So, Ellipsis, Oklahoma is nice and moist. I do so love my morning breakfast in bed. The service at this joint is pretty amazing, smiley. Sinful remained calm, simply saying, Good morning, Pan. Got soaked on the way in. Saw a car that had been flipped upside down, presumably because of the downpour. It's been an adventurous morning. Let's hope that it isn't an omen for the holiday weekend. In reply. When CJ woke up with a bloody horse's head in bed, she screamed and said, Bazinga. Justice Joe Fontaine got the part and the movie was a huge success. But when asked about how he landed the part, he always just said, Ellipsis, I meant the ignorant, hate-filled man and not Lopan. Lopan is filled with something much darker and much, much older. The film was such a success that the first comment of the week about it was from the critic Vanamond, who said, Who knows where the time goes? All right, this episode means we're done with all the audio from the meetup. Thanks again, everyone, for coming out. I'll see you in 2013. Hopefully before that. For some, most, all of you. I want to start thinking about one of our final paloozas. It's going to come down to a vote between Buckaroo Banzai and the Adventures Across the Eighth, or whatever, Eighth Dimension, I don't know, and Blade Runner. The short novel, or any of the director's cuts, or theatrical, whatever you want to talk about in Blade Runner. If you want to talk about all of them, or just one of them. So there you go. The vote's going to come down to one of those two. However, how can you have any palooza before you eat your earbuds? Let's finish the earbuds first. There are lots of you that are tardy in your earbuds. Not going to name any names or single anyone out. J.R. Murdoch. Because J.R. Murdoch is not the only one. But in the meantime, we'll continue to put out half earbuds. This week, we'll take an earbuds break. Next week, we'll have an earbuds... We'll play some earbuds. Hopefully we'll have a complete one. And, of course, last but not least, we're down to the Stanley Cup Finals. It's a thrilling time around Deadpan because my favorite team, the team I grew up with, the New Jersey Devils, are in the finals against the Los Angeles Kings. And why is that relevant to Deadpan? Because we've got films on the line. Ed from Texas was a late addition to the Los Angeles Kings. So he and I are going head-to-head. If your team has lost and you need to watch a movie because of that, and if you're confused about this, then go listen to old episodes or check back on the Deadpan site, then you ought to do that. And you know what? We are very loose on this one. You can send in some audio about the films you had to watch, or you can just post to Deadpan and just say, hey, I did it, or do your bid. Be a good don't Welsh on your bed. And that includes me. I have the Phoenix Lights documentary from Netflix because the Nashville Predators lost to the Phoenix Coyotes, and I will happily watch the Phoenix Lights sometime tonight. Meantime, I'll cool it with the Kirk speech and close out and play the final bit of music. Good night, dweezels everywhere. Luke, I'm shutting the power down. And actually, you'll know the song, so you can chime in as you want. And if you need, yes, I have a cheat sheet, so you'll have to. Skin blue, white hat and white pants. Yes. If you want to stick that somewhere, you know, that's between you.
Look! I'm shutting the power down!